Hi, welcome back to That's What I'm Talking About. I am Kelly Marie, your host, and I'm looking forward to talking to you today about overflow here on Thoughtful Tuesday. Here we go. Hi, welcome back to Thoughtful Tuesday. Thoughtful Tuesday, yay, already. It is February 13th, also considered Fat Tuesday. So for all of you Mardi Gras goers, it's Fat Tuesday. And for us celebrating it here in Southern California, remember tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, as well as Valentine's, St. Valentine's Day tomorrow already. I can't believe it. It's just gone by so quickly. We're already into our second, almost, well, pretty much halfway through February. So, 2024 is really shaping up here. We're already almost 1/6 finished with our year. So I talked to you a little bit about this on Pod for God Sunday. It was the Sunday, I believe it was February the 4th. And I shared how I want to talk to you about overflow, the topic of overflow. And that was something that I had learned about. I had listened to this amazing speaker. Her name is Jonna Schuster, and her husband was there behind the scenes setting up all of her audio and her screens. And a little bit about them. They went ahead and co-founded together the Catholic Revival Ministries. And just to sum this ministry that that's quite flourishing, it's wonderful. It's just an amazing ministry. Just to kind of sum it up, it is basically how to live a life deeply rooted in the Lord. So that's pretty much the crux of their ministry. So I think that it just sounds so yummy and sumptuous. I want to learn more, and I'd love to find out more about her ministry. But so Jonna Schuster shared this, and I thought it was worth talking about here on That's What I'm Talking About, especially on Thoughtful Thursday. I said it again. That used to be it for 3 years. Sorry, folks. So Thoughtful Tuesday. Anyway, I just think that this whole concept of overflow is super important, and I just wanted to make sure everybody heard it here on That's What I'm Talking About. And that way, maybe we could just keep spreading this amazing concept of overflow. All right. So let me start off with walking you through how she did a visual aid. And I know this is all audio, but think about this. Think about a cup of water. And basically, you take your water, and it's a cup full of water, and you pour it out. Now the cup's empty. All right. Now you got to fill it back up, right? And then you pour it back out again, and it's empty. We'll do it one more time. So you take that cup, and you fill it up. Great. Now you pour it out. And once again, it's empty. It's empty. It's simply empty. Now consider yourself the cup. Okay? And consider yourself being poured out. Consider yourself first being filled with the Lord. You are the cup, and you're being filled with the Lord. So you have the Lord in you, and you feel filled up. Your spiritual batteries are charged, and you're doing great. And you go out, and you shed light upon everyone, and you just keep on, you're pouring out that love out of your cup. And suddenly, you're empty. So what do? You have to retreat back and get filled back up again. Right? So you're the cup and you're empty and you feel so much emptiness and you don't feel good and it feels yucky kind of. So what do? You retreat back and you get filled back up again, right? Whatever that may look like, whether it means spiritually or you're maybe reading the Bible more, you're perhaps you have the gift of tongues, or perhaps you are maybe go to mass, whatever it means to you, or however how long it takes for you to get empty, then you come back and you get filled back up again, right? But what about we make a switch? What about changing that whole revolving door concept of getting filled up and pouring ourselves out and being empty? That revolving just continues to revolve. What about this idea? So, Jhana went ahead and took a cup of water, a pitcher of water, and she had a couple other stacked cups. They were stacked and they were empty. And then what she did was she stacked her cup at the very top of the stack, and she took her pitcher of water and she filled up the cup at the top. And as it was filled up, it spilled over. So the overflow was spilling so gracefully into each of the other cups to fill them up. So therefore, the overflow, the pouring out of the pitcher was ever flowing. This pitcher was ever flowing with God's love. So consider yourself the cup at the top with all the other cups, which are the rest of our brothers and sisters, the body of Christ that we get to encounter daily. So therefore, you are the cup at the top, because that is you and God. And God is the pitcher of ever-flowing, everlasting water of life, filling your cup. And that cup then gets filled up in its entirety. And the overflow of God's love then spills forward into the other cups that then get filled up and are overflowing to fill up the next cups. It's a spill of overflow. It's bursting. It's bursting at the seams. What do you think about that? So just ponder that whole word picture association. And I know we're audio, but kind of maybe try and think about that. So God is your pitcher, your ever-flowing water, and it's just filling you up at all times. Filling you up at all times. And you're carrying that filled up. You're filled up with God's love the entire time. And your overflow of God's love. So therefore, you're never empty. Not ever, 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 ever empty. It just keeps spilling, overflowing God's love that's inside of you. And therefore, that's your concept. Overflow. That's what I'm talking about. May God bless you.